Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound pack package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations A new world order.
New world order.
New world order.
This is a moment to seize. The kaleidoscope has been shaken. The pieces are in flux. Soon they will settle again. Before they do, let us reorder this world around us.
A new world order.
A world where the United Nations is poised to fulfill the historic vision of its founders.
Nevertheless, the United States is in a key position to shape this so that the problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
The first decade of the 21st century, that out of what is will be seen as the greatest restructuring of the global economy, greatest restructuring of the global economy, greatest restructuring of the global economy, a new world order was created.
Documenting the crisis of our republic.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Waging war on the New World Order.
The councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
This is Govern America with Darren Weeks and Vicki Davis. Call Govern America at 610-600-1776. That's 610-600-1776. 610-600-1776. Or toll free at 844-646-8376. That's 844-6-GOVERN. This is Govern America with Darren Weeks and Vicki Davis.
And we're back. Hour number two of the show. This is the 30th of March, 2024. As we get right back into it here, we were talking a little bit earlier about open borders. And, you know, ICE official is now telling Bill Malugin that the Venezuelan illegal alien, he's referred to as a TikTok influencer, Lionel Moreno. This is the guy that went on TikTok urging his fellow migrants to occupy vacant U.S. homes because U.S. law allows them to squat there and expropriate the property, basically. There are places, in fact, I think New York's one of those places, where if you squat there for 30 days, the homeowner, the property owner, can't at least easily evict you. And these squatters' laws are insane. Absolutely nuts. But this guy here went on TikTok and just was informing people to do this. This was a strategy, urging them to do this. Well, now this guy has been arrested. Apparently, he is in federal custody, and ICE says that Fox Moreno previously crossed illegally in the United States in April of 2022 and was released on ATD, which is Alternatives to Detention, and was instructed to report to ICE within 60 days, but never did. Of course, Moreno has since been posting viral videos, as I just said, including urging other illegal aliens to squat in Americans' homes. But this guy, all these people are dangerous, dangerous people. And yet, why is the administration facilitating all of this to happen? You know, at a time when we're...
Communist belief that people should not own property. That property is part of the commons.
Yeah, I believe that's the case. I completely believe that that's the case. I would love to see people impress upon their state lawmakers that they need to change the laws to protect property owners. Because it's about time that some of these squatters' rights laws are at least amended. Now, you know, I mean, things like if you have a situation where you have your driveway on somebody's property and don't know about it, or something was switched where the property line actually moved. I've seen that happen. I just got out of a battle here myself just recently where the property line originally was at a specific location. Somehow they re-engineered things and the property line was discovered to be further encroaching upon land that, you know, that we have an interest in. Let's just put it that way. Our, you know, And so here you have a court fight potentially. Here you have a irate property owner, and these are issues that have to be settled then, and they can be very costly sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's kind of lawfare. They were doing the same thing in Idaho, particularly up in northern Idaho, where they were resurveying all of the property lines.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lady that I knew up north that they actually moved her property line, and she was fighting them on that.
Yeah.
So if they create a controversy, that's really what you could call lawfare, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's making you have to hire a lawyer to defend the property rights that you already had. So that's a form of warfare.
Yeah.
On property owners.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, and so the situation that I'm talking about here, where the property line moved, you know, my father-in-law had his property, and suddenly now they're saying that, you know, his driveway is over the line. So if it weren't for the squatter's rights, he would have lost his driveway. And so in some cases that, you know, I mean, something like that, I don't know. I think there kind of needs to be some protection for people in the law, but it shouldn't be the case that somebody can come into your house and stay there, trespass on your property, and then they will come and arrest you when you try to evict them. It's just insane. But that's what's going on in America right now. Go ahead, please. Are you there?
Forgot what I was going to say, but yeah, that there is a guy who is a squatter fighting against squatters.
Mm-hmm.
He goes and takes the property away from the squatter.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard about him.
Yeah, which I thought was just an outstanding idea.
Yeah, he might make a good guest. By the way, in the third hour, if everything goes as planned, we should be visiting with Stephen Williford. He is the gentleman who stopped the shooting of the Baptist church in Texas. And he shot the shooter, really. And he and another guy apparently pursued the shooter. There's a lot to this story. It's very interesting. But hopefully, if everything goes as planned, he should be joining us in the final hour of the show today. But anyway, let's go back to the phones and let's go down to Florida now. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, good day to you. It's the first time calling in your show. Great show. Let's do it. Glad I called in today because, first off, yeah, you're talking about squatters' rights. I want to throw out a few things at you. My name is Tom, by the way. And I want to throw this out at you. You know, here I live in the great state of Florida, and our governor, he ain't playing. And our lieutenant governor,
mm-hmm.
and there's no more, when he signed a bill, there's no more squatters' rights. And the problem is all these New Yorkers and these Jerseyans were coming down here, bringing their nonsense, and squatting in these homes up in Ocala, you know, up in the northern part of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a great sheriff down here named Grady Judd. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, if you never heard of Grady Judd, you need to check him out, because he's not playing, and Ron DeSantis is not playing. He's the illegal aliens. The lieutenant governor, who happens to be a Cuban-American, she said it four times in a week. We are not going to accept one more illegal alien. I don't care where they come from. They can come in from outer space. We're not taking them. And she's basically telling the Haitians, we're going to send them all back. We're sending every Cuban back. Even the ones that come in, what the Cubans are doing, they're going, they don't have no more wet foot, dry foot. So they're coming through Texas. They're sneaking through Mexico. They're marching up 1,000 miles into Mexico and then coming into Texas and coming back to Florida. Well, DeSantis said that ain't going to fly no more.
Yeah, what do you think of the Biden administration suing the states when they try to do something to enforce the borders?
I think Joe Biden is a traitor. I think he's a total dereliction of duty to the Constitution. He should not be the president. He should be held up to a military tribunal, and the American public should make a total judgment, which will happen November 5th.
What do you think of these courts? What do you think of these courts when they are actually siding with his administration?
Well, let me ask you this. You got a guy named Alejandro Cubano Havana Mayorkas, one of you born in the country,
mm-hmm.
in our DHS. So you tell me, what is this not by design? If this ain't,
oh, absolutely, it's by design. I couldn't agree with you more.
But now, if this ain't by design, I don't know what is. But I tell you what I tell Donald Trump and everybody that knows Donald Trump. I tell all the people at Doral Country Club, when I go by there, I say, you know, you got to put out pamphlets. Every illegal alien that's come to this country in the last 25 years, like William Jefferson Clinton said, we are a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. No, we are not a nation of immigrants. We are a nation of citizenry first. We are a nation of citizens, and then we're a nation of immigrants. So every illegal alien that's come here in the last 25 years getting their ass deported out of here. And that's what Trump had a pledge on the first day he takes that Oval Office back.
Yeah.
Every illegal is going out of here, and you're going to learn English. And Darren, I'll tell you what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Need to tell all these Hispanics they're not Latinos. Let's get that straight. None of these people are Latinos, okay? Stop using that word Latinos. They're Hispanic. The Latinos came with the Roman soldiers. There's more Latins in Scotland and Ireland than there is in Spain. Okay? Let's get that straight. That's a big narrative they've been lying about for a century, okay? The Latins did not come out of Spain. They're Hispanic. The Latins were in Scotland and Ireland and England, okay? Now, I want to go back to When Trump takes the Oval Office back, he needs us to ship them all out of here. And you have to teach all these Hispanics in Central America, Mexico, South America, make English the official language over there. And maybe that will change their government. At least it's not working to speak Spanish.
No, it won't.
No third world countries.
Here's the thing. I think at some point the states are going to have to just ignore the courts that rule against them on this issue, and they're going to have to just enforce the borders anyway and let the chips fall where they may. I mean, listening to these insane judges as they tell you can't do what you need in order to survive, that is just, it's very off the charts insane. It's suicidal is what it is. You can't stand as a nation if this continues.
No.
I'll give you a parting shot there.
Darren, I got so much I could tell you. I could be on your show for hours. But I can tell you this, Ron DeSantis right now is using the state troopers and on quarter 10, which is Highway 10,
mm-hmm.
not allowing. Those troopers are looking for all these Hispanics coming there. They're targeting them. They're looking. They're profiling Hispanics because you're coming in, you're a Mexican, we're going to stop you. We're going to pull you over and ask for papers. That's what all these states need to do, like you're mentioning. They have to say, hey, you're coming here. Where's your paper? Where's your license? You're not in this country. You're going to be deported. You're going to be held by ICE. You're going to be shipped back to Mexico. We got to keep all the. And by the way, how dare this Mexican president say he can shield that border up whenever he wants, but he wants three things out of the United States when it comes to trade, Darren? You're not talking about that. This criminal who's allowing the fentanyl to pour in and all these other drugs and all this insanity, this Mexican president, this guy's worse than Santa Ana.
Yeah, well, the Mexican presidents are all corrupt. They're all owned by the drug cartels or in bed with the drug cartels, and they're trying to toilet flush all their illegals, all their prisoners up here, up northward. But
Darren, it's brought that up because right here, they had a big thing they were trying to do with Biden,
mm-hmm.
Hispanics in South Florida, and it blew up in their face. And because a lot of Venezuelans that live in Doral, by where Donald Trump has his golf course, those are really well-to-do Venezuelans came here, 25, 30 years ago. They're telling everybody, these Venezuelans are coming here now, they're total mental patients. They're criminals, and these are well-to-do Venezuelans. They have a lot of money, Darren, and they're telling the media and Ron DeSantis and all these politicians of Rubio, these people coming here now are like what happened in the Mariel Boatlift in 1981.
Yeah.
You got the movie Scarface. Watch the movie Scarface. It kind of has a little truth to it. Believe in the beginning with the 10 cities. Yeah, Darren, this is all by design. This is all by these schmucks to destroy this country.
Yeah, merge it ultimately into the North American Union.
Darren,
Darren,
ask your question this. Michael Bloomberg, that was Bloomberg News, spent $100 million, as Zuckerberg spent $400 million in the Democratic election to get Trump and this guy, Samuel Bankman-Fried, who's in going to prison. These guys spent over $1 billion to get Biden elected. And check it out. This guy, Bloomberg, okay, could have spent that $100 million and had help all the homeless and the VA veterans in the state of Florida. In the meantime, he's buying all these TV ads, and Trump still kicked Biden's butt in Florida in the election. And this time, he's going to beat him by 16 points.
Yeah.
So you go figure. What a criminal activity these dogs are getting away with.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I got to wrap this up because we don't have a lot of time here before the third hour, and we're bringing a guest on in the third hour. But listen, I appreciate your passion. I appreciate your stick with it.
Happy Easter to you.
Keep your powder dry there, buddy. Hey, blessings.
Hey, happy Easter. Happy Easter, Darren.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye. Yeah, absolutely. This is something to get fired up about, ladies and gentlemen, because what we're talking about here is our survival as a country. What we're talking about is our ability to sustain ourselves in any kind of meaningful way. This is one of the issues that I lose sleep over this all the time. Because if this continues, we're not going to be safe even in the rural areas. You know, we've talked in the Patriot circles for years about getting out of the major cities. And you're seeing the crime go insane in the major cities. I mean, I got an article here where somebody has got, you know, numerous times that people have been pushed onto the subway tracks in New York City. I don't know how anybody rides the subway in New York City anymore. You know, then you got some guy out here. He's eating a leg, one of the legs that was severed off the subway. And this video, actually, this wasn't New York. This was Wasco, California. Video footage shot in Wasco, California appears to show a crazed maniac waving around a severed human leg and taking bites out of it before police apprehended him on Friday. Reports have suggested that the man stole the leg from the scene of a train accident where a person was earlier hit and killed. The footage shows the man, identified as 27-year-old Rosendo Tellez, holding and examining the limb, with witnesses say that he was eating parts of it before attempting to walk away and you know, waving it around as multiple police cars close in on him. What do you think, Vicky? Nothing to see here, just a man eating somebody's leg?
That's horrifying. And I have seen stories that cannibalism is alive and well in Haiti.
Yeah.
You know, now they're going to be driving all of these Haitians into the United States.
My understanding is they've already flown some of them in.
If people don't understand that this is war, that they're using the invasion of our country, that this is, I don't know what to say. I mean, what can you say to people who deny the fact that this is a war on our country?
You know, it's interesting that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, some years back, when they were still acting like they cared about their constituency and the country, they were talking about doing something to solve the illegal alien problem. Here's a little flashback from the past. How times have changed.
While we need to address the issue of immigration and the challenge we have of undocumented people in our country, we certainly don't want any more coming in.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now, and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
And now they're treating them better.
Yeah.
He's right.
Right on.
He's saying they shouldn't be treated. They shouldn't be treated. You know, in other words, I mean, they're treating them differently. All right. They're treating them better. It's mind blowing. You know, and then we have Biden campaigning. We played this clip before. What's changed here, Vicky? That's what I want to know. How is it that they used to talk this way, and now all of a sudden they've completely abandoned that mentality at all? Any pretense of pretending to care about the country. Now, I mean,
Biden is in bed with the communist Chinese. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
There you go. And they're coming. He invited them.
Well, we have open borders. When the U.S. Senate voted to approve the establishment of the World Trade Organization that included not only goods, but services. A service is a person or a job. They basically opened up our country, you know, and turned over immigration to corporations who could import their own employees. So and that's where I came into this story, was all the Indians that were being imported to take American IT jobs. And it was because the WTO agreement opened up our borders and turned over immigration basically to corporations.
Yeah. Now here in Michigan, they're offering homeowners $500 a month to house these people. They're calling them newcomers. Isn't that amazing?
I wouldn't take $5,000 a month.
Well, you know, they'll own your property once they squat here long enough. Essentially.
True.
So, yeah, let's give you $500 and you can home an illegal alien invader into your house, and then they're basically good luck ever getting them out. You know, so property rights majorly under attack, and I think it's going to continue to be so for the foreseeable future. Now, there's also a...
This is on all fronts. You know, it's on property, it's on employment, it's on our children, both with fentanyl and with what they're being taught in the school. I mean, it's the U.S. Senate that basically has destroyed our country with the agreements that they've the treaties that they've agreed to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, we got the bottom of the hour break. Let's go ahead and take that. Yeah, this $500 a month thing is they're calling it the newcomer rental subsidy. Boy, who thinks of these names? That's what I want to know. Anyway, bottom of the hour, we'll be back. This is Govern America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
The spooks go to find out what's really going on. This is Govern America.
We're back. This is Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website for the show. That's GovernAmerica.com. My email address is radio@GovernAmerica.com. Vicki, you want to give your information out?
Yeah, my website is thetechnocratictyranny.com. And my older website is channelingreality.com. And right. My email address is on both websites.
Yeah, if you'd like to call in, we got about a half hour you can call in for. 610-600-1776 is the number to call. 610-600-1776 or toll-free 844-646-8376. That's 844-6-GOVERN, 844-6-GOVERN. Let's go out to Utah now and take a call there. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, you know, we are worried about the government.
Mm-hmm.
How to say disarming us. In fact, how are we going to deal with the horde of undocumented who will outgun and disarm you without a problem?
Well, I don't even call them undocumented. I think that it's wrong to use their language. Let's use illegal alien invaders because we need to take the language back. That's something that they like to utilize these terminologies and put paint a friendly, happy face on something that really amounts to treason. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. They are illegal. But the problem is their numbers, you know, they will be able to outgun you and overwhelm you.
Mm-hmm.
My worry.
I think the communist Chinese are in partnership with the drug gangs south of the border, because they're the ones that, you know, China provides the precursor drugs for fentanyl, and I think the Mexican gangs actually put the components together to manufacture the fentanyl. So I think we have a double problem. And I'm not just pulling that out of the air, because when I was in Salt Lake City in about 1996, there were stories, there was a whole lot of problems going on in, I think the name of the small suburb of Salt Lake City was called West Valley City, and they were having a terrible problem with Asian gangs.
Right.
I thought that's so bizarre. Why would there be Asian gangs in Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
But of course, now I know, you know.
Yeah. So go ahead, caller. You were going to say something else?
No, I'm actually 10 miles north of Salt Lake, so I understand. And I'm curious to know when Vicki was, what group are you here with in Salt Lake?
Oh, I was just with my husband. We were working at a company there called American Store.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you might have been in one of our patriotic gatherings.
Yeah. What do you think of the Biden administration suing these various states when they try to enforce the borders? What do you think needs to be done about that, caller?
Well, I'm involved in the middle of the housing issue. I don't know if you ever got to look at the website called gassingamerica.com. Hidden behind that is the federally, provided sheltering of the illegals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
as a consequence, we are injuring 34 million legal Americans.
Yeah.
Right. We have all kinds of homeless Americans that need those places. That's what I was so stunned about when I was looking at the refugee resettlement system in Boise, is that they were given all the services, employment, job training, a place to live. I mean, you know, they were first in line for everything, while we had Idahoans who were homeless. So, I mean, it was absolutely stunning to me that they were bringing in refugees, or so-called refugees, and providing them with everything, and the American people who needed help, too bad for you, you get leftovers if there are any.
Yeah, exactly. Well, caller, I'll go ahead and give you a final shot there, if you have anything else you'd like to say.
Well, it's really interesting. My wife is from South America, and she went through the process to come here long before she and I even knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really upset, along with all of her other family members who've gone through the process, spent thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours studying. And they know the Constitution better than most. But they're unhappy that there's this flood. In fact, I have a young man in the family who applied for a job at a auto wrecking yard out there in West Valley. And they were all excited to hire him until they found out he was legal.
Mm.
When they found out he was legal, they said, "Well, we're sorry, but we don't need you."
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, is they probably figured he was going to command a higher wage. And see,
exactly.
That's the thing, that all of these people working on this bridge, that's one thing that really stood out in my mind. It seems to me like they're all illegal aliens. You know, one of them spoke to the media through an interpreter. And then I think the ones that fell into the harbor, while it's still a tragedy, there's still people. But I think every one of them were illegal aliens, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, if you go to the Utah State Capitol, guess who's doing all the custodial and servicing to the legislators?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that I was surprised about when I first started looking at this issue, is that some of the unions were in total support of illegal immigration, and others of the unions, so it really has bifurcated the union movement as well.
Yeah.
I ran into this problem when I was trying to save a family from losing a baby in that website called Gassy America. I found out that the primary occupants of the same facilities that this family lived in were the undocumented. And let me tell you, there was a lot of resistance. In fact, they went after me for even exposing this problem. I was told, shut your GD computer off. We don't want to see this. Because
yeah.
That would open up their housing of the undocumented.
Yeah, it's insane, and it's a disgusting situation. Hey, listen, we're going to have to let you go, though. I appreciate your call, though. Hang in there, brother. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Let's go out from one Utah call to the other. Let's go to Cedar City, Utah now. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Darren and Vicki. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay. I was going to say that caller from Florida, he's kind of drank the Trump Kool-Aid. Because Trump is not going to keep one single promise that he made, just like he didn't the first time around when he filled the swamp with John Bolton and Wilbur Ross and all the bad people. He didn't prosecute Hillary. He didn't close the borders or build a wall.
Right. We've been down this road many times, and I agree with you. I agree with you. It does seem, I will say one thing, it does seem like the border wasn't as bad when Trump was president. What do you think of that?
I think that's an illusion. I think it was bad. I just think the news wasn't reporting it on it as much because they had
Well, we didn't have millions of people crossing the border when Trump was president. I will say that.
We just had hundreds of thousands.
Well, it slowed at least to a trickle. And I think part of it is rhetoric. I think part of it is a rhetoric.
It slowed like halfway, like 50%.
Well, we've got millions that have come in since Biden was president, and I'll grant you that he's the lesser of two evils. I think
the lesser of two evils, the lesser of two evils is still evil.
Well, it may very well be, and I'm not suggesting we're going to fix this. And we've had this conversation with many people many times. We're not going to fix this problem through the ballot box, especially when you have one side rigging the elections. Tremendously,
yeah.
I'd be amazed if he even gets in there in the first place. Okay, so what we have to do, let me just say this, and I'll give you another shot here. But what we have to do, our strategy needs to be to take this thing back on every level locally first. That's what we have to do. We have to, at some point, the problem is the hour is very late. We've been talking about this stuff for nigh going on 20 years, or maybe more than 20 years. I mean, I'm talking me and Vicki personally, but many hosts preceded us. Many will follow us when we're gone. But, you know, for at least assuming we're able to speak freely in the United States, which, you know, we can't take that for granted anymore either, can we? But
no.
The point is that the strategy that we need to be, even at this late hour, hasn't changed from those early years, in that we still have to have our activism focused on a local level, because that's the only area we can really make a difference. Now, we talk about the national politics, but the audience needs to be willing to get involved politically. Run for public office, run for your alderman, run for county commissioner, run for precinct delegate, run for state representative, state senator. We have to occupy those offices with people who are friendly to America, friendly to the Constitution. That, and it's through, once we have control, once we've flooded that zone, to coin a term that they like to use, then we will be in a better position to be able to reach the federal government and influence that. I'll go ahead and shut up now and get off my soapbox and let you have another shot there.
Yeah. in one of these bills that was passed in the middle of the night, there's a treaty where they dissolved the borders completely. So there's no more borders in the country. And
well, I will push back on that and say, constitutionally, they don't have any right to eliminate the borders.
They did it already under cover of darkness in one of these billions.
Okay, but the bills don't bills that don't line up with the Constitution are null and void.
They're null and void, but they're going to do them anyways because they're dictators.
Well, I know they try to do it. I know they try to do it, but we don't need to lend legitimacy by saying that they did it. You know, the point is that if it doesn't line up with the Constitution, ultimately the American people have the say. And they don't have the say. If they did something illegal, they need to be held accountable for that. Their feet need to be held to the fire. Were you going to say something, Vicki?
Yeah, I want to say that the Constitution doesn't matter if the government, the people with the guns, throw it in the trash.
Yeah, but we, the American people, have the guns.
Well,
I'm not a Pollyanna about this. I'm not a Pollyanna about this.
You have to remember that a piece of paper is only as good as the honor and the integrity of the people who are in charge to enforce it. Right now, we have a Department of Justice that basically has been taken over, and there is an embedded agency in there called the Civil Rights Division. And they are the ones who go after people for saying things like we're just talking about.
But the American people ultimately are the ones who have the responsibility for enforcing the Constitution. And
there is what is written, what is on paper, and then there is the reality.
And, I understand.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is God's judgment on the earth for sin, and it's not going to be overturned. And no matter how hard you vote, no matter which party you pick, they've all been compromised through this Jeffrey Epstein and P. Diddy things you see. They've been compromised. The CIA, the people that hold power in this country, have them all by the short and curlies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be overturned. It's God's judgment, and it will come to pass. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I can respect your viewpoint, and a lot of people, I'm sure, would share your viewpoint. I am not willing to blame God for it, other than the fact that I do think that people have rejected God, and as a result of rejecting God, morality has suffered, and consequently, people only care about things when it affects them personally. So there is a connection there. However, I will say that, what is it, 2 Chronicles says, if my people... I think it's 2 Chronicles 7:14, if I remember. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. So we're not at the point where all is lost. We're not at the point where things are hopeless. Yeah, it looks pretty hopeless, but let's quit looking at the circumstance, roll up our sleeves, repent, and get busy. And that's what I'm saying.
I do that, and a lot of people I know are doing that, but do you think 98% of the country is doing that? I think only like 2 or 3% are.
No, but you know what? We don't need 98%. We need the people that are faithful, willing to go. Our job is to be faithful and to try to spread the message of liberty to all, to educate. And you know what? It may very well be that the people coming here that are not gangbangers, that are not here to eat and cannibalize people and rape and pillage and plunder. There are some people coming here that just want a better life for their family. It may very well be that we have to teach them the Constitution, teach them what America is all about, teach them what the process of normalization used to teach them, which they used to be forced to go through. We may have to educate them about what America really is and what it's really about and what it should be. And so that maybe they can end up, in joining us in the battle to preserve it.
This is the government is running what's called the Kalergi plan, and both parties are part of it, which is to flood the country, which is exactly what they're doing with Europe and they're killing the West to bring in, they're trying to bring order out of chaos. It's called Ordo Ab Chao.
Mm-hmm.
In order out of all the chaos that comes the New World Order and the digital slavery system that they're trying to impose on the country. And both parties, Trump, Biden, all of them are all in on it. They're just playing the actor part like they're against each other when they're actually all together on what they're doing.
Yeah. Well,
you know what? I totally agree with you on that.
It's 100% fact.
All right.
It is.
Well, we have a consensus on that. And I appreciate your call always. I respect your views. And thank you very much for calling in. Blessings to you.
All right. God bless you both.
Yep. You too. Stay safe. And there he goes. All right. So I don't know really. There's a number of different areas we can go with the remaining moments that we have in this hour. Since we were talking about property rights, I think I'd like to talk, you know, there's a story of a man, you know, California is moving further and further down to, it's not funny, I shouldn't chuckle, but it's become a dystopian nightmare. And there's a 102-year-old man that's being literally harassed by the city of Oakland. Now, they won't pursue the people that are doing this to his property. But, you know, and I'm talking about spraying graffiti on his property. No, they pursue the 102-year-old wheelchair-bound man because he hasn't cleaned it up quick enough.
The home of a 102-year-old man targeted by vandals.
But then the city of Oakland cited the man who uses a wheelchair because of the graffiti.
Wheelchair-bound, Oakland-born, 102-years-old Victor Silva Sr. often finds graffiti painted onto his back fence of his Oakland home where he's lived and paid taxes for 80 years. Earlier this month, he got a violation citation from the city of Oakland to remove it by Tuesday the 19th or face an $1,100 fine plus an additional $1,277 for each failed re-inspection.
It was so absurd. It's like a joke. If you drive around the city and see the graffiti everywhere, it's just, I don't know what to say.
I thought somebody's crazy.
In his younger years, before the wheelchair, he often painted over the graffiti himself.
Had a roller and a paintbrush and painted it. It was very, very easy. Because I was a contractor, you know. I'll be 103 2 months or so. That slowed it up a little bit, you know.
These days, that task falls to his 70-year-old son, Victor Jr.
It's hard to keep up with it because as soon as we get it painted, it's going to be graffiti on it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't last.
But like you said, there's graffiti right there. Who's fixing that?
Now, this utility box has six different kinds of graffiti on it. I wonder if the utility got a citation. The family owns a nearby small commercial building which has been broken into three times in the last year. On one occasion, Victor Jr. found a person inside. In each case, he called 911.
And I'm put on hold every time. So it's hard to understand where our tax dollars are going. They can't answer 911, but they can come out and hassle you about a fence.
I had to ask. How does one live to 102 or 103?
Very easy. Just keep breathing and, you know, behave yourself.
I would hate to think that there's other 100-year-old people that are being harassed like this. Oakland has to change. It's just the system's not working.
The city inspector called me back and said he will do an immediate inspection and presumably cancel the citation. Tom Vakar, KTVU, Fox 2 News.
Now, again, it's important to say that the city says through an inspector that will actually go out and do this and that should take care of it. It's very interesting. I also sent a letter, a note of an email to City Hall. No answer from them.
What a surprise, huh? No answer from City Hall?
Yeah, I would. My guess would be somebody wants his property. And I don't know who does it exactly, but they hire what I call our vultures to come in and harass property owners. And then, of course, you know, people who can sell their property and go somewhere else. So, and that's a phenomenon that I observed myself.
Yeah. Well, they've got graffiti all over the place. They don't bother pursuing the people that are actually spraying the graffiti, but they just harass the property owner.
That's what gangs like MS-13 are good for.
Right.
And that's one of the gangs that had moved into a town that I was living in. And they were spraying their graffiti everywhere. And the city leaders and the newspaper, I mean, they were celebrating the diversity of the town. I mean, it was surreal. You know?
Yeah, look at how diverse our crime element is here. So
we don't have enough crime here. Let's import some.
Yeah, Northern California sees mountain lion attack. A man was just killed. That went on less than a week ago. Man was just killed by a mountain lion. We have them now here in Michigan. Mountain lions increasingly being sighted, and now here in Michigan, now they've just made it illegal to hunt coyotes on public places for a period of time. And now it used to be that you could hunt them year around, but they're putting restrictions on hunting coyotes. And they're claiming this is only temporary, but I know that there are elements that are trying to make this permanent. So they're trying to facilitate an increase, rewilding.
You know what they were doing here in the mountain states? There was a guy that was importing Canadian timber wolves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that they made it so that ranchers couldn't shoot wolves. But the thing is those Canadian timber wolves, they're much bigger and much more vicious than any native wolf, if we even ever had any, you know, in Idaho. But that's part of harassment of property owners also.
Absolutely it is.
Property owners and hunters and... You know, people that go out and fish.
Yeah, exactly.
And ranchers.
All right, I'll tell you what, we're out of this hour already. Lots more to cover. We have a guest, if everything goes as planned, we'll be hooking up in the third hour with Stephen Williford, who is with, he's a spokesman now for Gun Owners of America, but he came to prominence, I think, by stopping a mass shooting event at a local church where he lives. We'll hear his story. And visit with him in the next hour if everything goes as planned. Stay with us as Governed America continues. Hour number three is straight ahead.
To smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.